This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell with Kevin Donahue, the general manager from the North Shore Generals. They are hosting a game this coming Saturday night, August 1, against Northeast. And Kevin, welcome to our website, and also tell us about the game coming up Saturday.
Well, thanks, Bill. The game Saturday night, we have Northeast natives coming in. They play out of Lawrence, Mass. They're an exceptional defensive team, and should be really fun, exciting game with a lot of hard hitting. We're looking to bounce back from a loss we had last week at Boston to the Boston Bandits. So we're expecting a good crowd and a good game.
Tell me about the league that your team is playing in.
So we play in the New England Football League. It's one of the largest semi-pro leagues in the United States. It's been in existence for 22 years. There's actually 40 teams from throughout New England that play at three different levels. The North Shore Generals play in the AAA level, which is the highest level. And our league champion actually gets to go play in the a national tournament for a national championship. Five of the last 6 years, the national tournament winner has come from our league. So it's a highly competitive league. There's 12 teams in the AAA conference representing cities like Boston, Lowell, Portland, Maine, Worcester, Providence. So it's good competitive football, a lot of former college players, and a lot of former high school all-stars.
Well, let's talk about some players. You're leading me right to that piece. Tell me some of the players that you have on this year's team.
So on the offensive side of the ball, we have our quarterback is a really good ball player, Kelvin Amparo from Gloucester, Massachusetts. We also have our running back, Chris Lane, was an all-star last year, and he's picked right up where he left off last year. Some of our outstanding wideouts include Jesse Fowler from formerly of Lynn English and Merrimack College. We have Dimitri Dennis, who played high school football at Everett High School. We have Limber Thomas, who's a nine-year semi-pro vet and graduate of Lynn English. And then on our offensive line, that's kind of anchored by our captain, Brian Coretta, and Sean Tortorici. That's on the offensive side of the ball. On the defensive side of the ball, we're stacked. Our defensive line includes Tony Johnson, who played at Lynn Classical and was an All-American at Merrimack College for 2 years. Andre Langley, Edward Owens Finch, played at Curry College, and our linebacking corps, T-Rock from Beverly. We have Steven Simpson, and at D-backs, cornerbacks, Lubins, Figaro from Everett, whose brother's playing at Wisconsin right now, and we have Brecken Bauer, who played at San Diego State.
How about coaching staff? Who's coaching the Generals?
So our head coach and defensive coordinator is John Morant. John played 13 years as semi-pro. He was our defensive coordinator for the last 2 years, and he moved up to the head coaching spot, dual role, this year. Very well, when he played semi-pro, he was an all-star and captain. Very well respected, no-nonsense type of guy. Very good disciplinarian, and the guys love to play for him. Our offensive coordinator is Jermaine Saddywhite. Jermaine has been the offensive coordinator at both Salem High and at Lynn English. He played quarterback at Marshall University and was on the Marshall University staff. Sean Donahue is played college football at Framingham State, and he actually played 5 years of semi-pro for the Generals as well. This is his third year coaching since he retired. He also coaches at St. Mary's High. And then two more former players that are assistant coaches this year, David White from Beverly and Danny Cooksey from Lynn.
Tell me about the concept of putting on this kind of a football, you know, running a team like this, I guess you'd call it like a minor league football team, right? What goes into doing this?
Yeah, so semi-pro football had a reputation for years as kind of like a beer league. Our league is really advanced now. Most of our players played at a high level in college. And when we talk about semi-pro, from the players to the coaches to the management to the owners, we talk about doing this for the love of the game. And really, it's a labor of love for everybody. Nobody gets paid. And what we do is we want to come out here and play the game we love and do it for some fans and entertain some fans. And really, my role is soup to nuts, from fixing helmets to paying the league fees to whatever it takes, you know, doing some of these media interviews, maintaining the website. You know, it's all hands on deck all the time, but it's if you love football, this is a great opportunity to be involved with a team like the Generals.
So if we're to watch a game Saturday night, for example, is there a something signature about a particular one of your athletes, something that we'll see? Sometimes it's passing, sometimes it's defense, or it's a speed from a running back or whatever. What's kind of a signature of this Generals team?
Well, fair enough. Our quarterback's a little banged up, so we're not sure if he's going to be starting on Saturday, but probably our most dynamic player on offense is Jesse Fowler. Just a tremendous all-around athlete with unbelievable speed. Our first play from scrimmage this year, we threw a 56-yard touchdown pass to Jesse. Great way to start the year. He had a kickoff return for a touchdown called back last week, but tremendously fast and skilled. And again, another guy who just loves playing football, played at Merrimack College and does a great job for us. On the defensive side of the ball, our defensive line, I would say, would rank with anybody in the league. When it's anchored by a guy like Tony Johnson and Edward Owens Finch, these guys bring it. These guys really bring it on the defensive side of the ball.
All right, Kevin, let me wrap up with a question about your website and how folks can get more information on the team. How do they do that? And other social media.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. So our website is pretty simple. It's www.northshoregenerals.com. It will always be updated with a current schedule, and it'll have information about previous games. You can go in there and see pictures and video from past games. It's a comprehensive website. And then our Facebook page that we use to communicate with all our fans, North Shore Generals Football, is go on that page and like it, and then we'll send you notices when we're having games, when something important is happening. It's a great community for our team and our fans.
Kevin, anything else you want to share with us here about the North Shore Generals?
If you're a football fan on the North Shore, you've probably recognized 90% of the names that are on our roster. You've probably seen many of them play in your hometown. It is a great take on a Saturday night. Football season is just getting started. Patriots camp just opened. High school doesn't start for another month or so. I encourage anybody to come down. It's very competitive, highly skilled, highly entertaining football, and we welcome you all to come and win.
You mentioned the Patriots. No suspensions to worry about this week for the Generals?
No suspensions, thank God. A couple guys banged up. But, our league does a good job at disciplining coaches, players, people that need to discipline. But we don't also have to go up against crybaby organizations like the Indianapolis Colts and the Baltimore Ravens either. So.
All right, I think you just won some points there, Kevin. There he is. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Bill, and I appreciate MSO Online.
Kevin Donahue, General Manager, North Shore Generals. Again, they have a home football game Saturday night, August 1 at Manning Field and Lynn, 7 o'clock kickoff. I'm Bill Newell. This is MSONewsSports.com.